Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, Knowledge of the Absolute, text number 3. Manushanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam veti tatvataha. Manushanam, of men, sahasreshu, out of many thousands, kaschit, someone, yatati, endeavors, siddhaye, for perfection, yatatam, of those so endeavoring, api, indeed, siddhanam, of those who have achieved perfection, kaschit, someone, mam, me, veti, does know, tatvataha, in fact. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection. And of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. Purport. There are various grades of men. And out of many thousands, one may be sufficiently interested in transcendental realization to try to know what is the self, what is the body, and what is the absolute truth. Generally, mankind is simply engaged in the animal propensities, namely eating, sleeping, defending, and mating. And hardly anyone is interested in transcendental knowledge. The first 6 chapters of the Gita are meant for those who are interested in transcendental knowledge and understanding the self, the super self, and the process of realization by Jnana Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, and discrimination of the self from matter. However, Krishna can be known only by persons who are in Krishna consciousness. Other transcendentalists may achieve impersonal Brahman realization, but this is easier than understanding Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Person, but at the same time, He is beyond the knowledge of Brahman and Paramatma. Yogis and jnanis are confused in their attempts to understand Krishna. Although the greatest of the impersonalists, Sripad Sankaracharya, has admitted in his Gita commentary that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his followers do not accept Krishna as such. For it is very difficult to know Krishna, even though one has transcendental realization of impersonal Brahman. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, the primeval Lord Govinda, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchit Ananda Vigraha, Anadir Adir Govinda, Sarva Karna Karnam. It's very difficult for the non-devotees to know Him. Although non-devotees declare that the path of bhakti or devotional service is very easy, they cannot practice it. If the path of bhakti is so easy, as the non-devotee class of men proclaim, then why do they take up the difficult path? Actually, the path of bhakti is not easy. The so-called path of bhakti practiced by unauthorized persons without knowledge of bhakti may be easy. But when it is practiced factually, according to the rules and regulations, the speculative scholars and philosophers fall away from the path. Srila Rupa Goswami writes in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 12101, Shruti Smriti Paranadi Pancharachaka Vidim Vina Ahai Aikantiki Harir Bhaktir Utpadayaiva Kalpate. Devotional service to the Lord that ignores the authorized Vedic scriptures, like the Upanishads, Puranas and Narada Pancharatra is simply an unnecessary disturbance in society. It is not possible for the Brahman realized impersonalist or the Paramatma realized yogi to understand Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as the son of Mother Yasoda or the charioteer of Arjuna. Even the great demigods are sometimes confused about Krishna. Muyanti yat surya, mam tu veda nakaschena. No one knows me as I am. The Lord says, and if one does know him, then sa mahatma sudurlabha. Such a great soul is very rare. Therefore, unless one practices devotional service to the Lord, one cannot know Krishna as he is, tatvataha, even though one is a great scholar or philosopher. Only the pure devotees can know something of the inconceivable transcendental qualities in Krishna, and the cause of all causes, and his omnipotence and opulence, and his wealth, fame, strength, beauty, knowledge, and renunciation. Because Krishna is benevolently inclined to his devotees, He is the last word in Brahman realization, and the devotees alone can realize him as he is. Therefore it is said, Takshi Krishna Namadi Nabravet Grayam Indriyai Sevan Mukhe Hijivado Swayam Evas Pratyada. No one could understand Krishna as he is by the blunt material senses, but he reveals himself to the devotees, being pleased with them for their transcendental loving service unto him. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Manushanam sahasreshu kasyadyatiti siddhaye yatitam api siddhanam kasyamam veti tatvataha. Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection, and of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. Here we have the word tatvataha. Tat means, if you know English, it's very easy to at least know one Sanskrit word, tat. Because you just add the H to it and it means that. So we've all learned at least one Sanskrit word. We know samosa and glubdaman, and now we know tat. That. Tatva is something that can be directly pointed out. That thing. In other words, to know Krishna in tatvataha, in truth, means to actually meet him personally. And there are a number of places in Bhagavad Gita where they use the word tatva, such as in Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yoveti Tatvataha, that one who knows the truth of my appearance and activities does not take birth in the material world, but goes back to my spiritual kingdom. In other words, if we meet Krishna, then we can go back to the spiritual world. Little thing, meeting Krishna. We already know his internet address. We know his telephone number. We just have to get in touch with him. Generally speaking, to those who go back to Godhead, first they at least come to the stage of bhava. Bhava means ecstatic love for Krishna, constant engagement in ecstatic love for Krishna, and beginning of experiencing two things on the Mahabhagavata platform, the Uttama Adhikari, means that one is Sundarananda Vishapatma, Sundaranda Vishep Atma, and Krishna Karshini, that one attracts Krishna by one's love for Krishna. And the happiness in the stage of bhava or prema is so intense that one is not even aware of material existence anymore. Everything is spiritual. That's the advantage of knowing Krishna. It'd be nice to always be in ecstasy 24 hours a day and being in the spiritual world wherever you go. In that state, one can join Krishna in Krishna's pastimes in some universe and personally associate with Krishna. And what's the process? Bhakti amam abhijananti yavan yasyasmi tatvataha. Only by bhakti, by love, can one actually know Krishna. Now, of course, we can say, well, I would like to develop love for Krishna, you know. What's the formula? Well, the formula is given to us that one has to vita raga baya krodha manmaya bhava manmaya. Let's try that again. Manmaya bhava. Let's see. Vita raga baya krodha manmaya bhava mad. No, let's see. Vita raga baya krodha manmaya bhava. Vita raga vaya krodha manmaya mamupashitya bhava gyana tapasa putamad bhavam agata mam ashritya vita raga vaya krodha. So we have to give up lust, anger, and greed, and a few other things like vita raga, the mode of passion, vita vaya fear, krodha anger. And above everything, we have to give up envy. We can't love Krishna and be envious of him. And envy of Krishna is not only manifested when we meet Krishna, we'll say, oh, you're so big, I'm, you shouldn't be so big, you should give me half what you have. You shouldn't be so greedy. No, that's enviousness. But even if we're envious of Krishna's, imagine being envious of Krishna is one thing, but being envious of Krishna's part and parcels. If you're envious of the little spark of Krishna, what to speak of how much envy you'll have to the whole fire. So if we're displaying enviousness towards any living entity in the material world, how much more envy would we display if we were actually Krishna conscious? Therefore, vita raga vaya krodha, and enviousness is displayed because we're envious of Krishna, therefore we've come to the material world to imitate him. I guess enviousness is a way of complimenting and appreciating in one sense. We've come here because Krishna has Radharani, Krishna has so many gopis. Why shouldn't we have a couple of gopis too? Why should he have all the gopis? That's basically it. If we give the gopis back to Krishna, then Krishna will be very happy. There's no more problem in the material world. Let Krishna have the gopis, and we can have Krishna then. So, vita raga vaya krodha manmaya mamupashitya manmaya. So, taking shelter of Krishna, many, many persons, bahava jnana tapasa, many, many persons in the past by knowledge and renunciation. They attain knowledge and tapasya. So yesterday we were talking about tapasya, that tapasya is necessary. Tapasya means, the main tapasya is to give up our false ego. That's the main tapasya. And to give up that false ego, we have to give up the dualities of material existence. Because part of the drama in the material existence is the drama of our being in struggling to become God and having a difficult time in it. But we're like the hero in our drama. The hero is so brave and so determined and trying so hard. It must be appreciated. Although he can't become God, but just the effort itself is worthy of appreciation. Just the effort of a madman trying to do something impossible, some people find appreciable. Because they're also mad people trying to do something impossible. So misery loves company. So, vita raga vaya krodha manmaya bhava jnana tapasa. By jnana and tapasa, many, many persons in the past obtained knowledge in me, and thus they all developed transcendental love for me. We know that knowledge and renunciation or tapasya are only preliminary aspects. But this knowledge is knowledge of Krishna. And the tapasya is devotional service. And Prabhupada's pointing out here that many, many people, they think devotional service is easy. All these people, they don't want to do any work. They're just sitting there, just chanting all day long and eating all day long. and once in a while they get up and dance. Because they have nothing else to do. Besides that, their life is so simple, so easy, that they are become joyful and they just dance because they yes, the food's coming and we're so happy. We can just eat and sleep and everything. Let's dance. Prabhupada used to say that. People were saying, oh, these people, they do nothing. And they have all these cars and they're living in this building and just eating. So Prabhupada said, they're so envious of us. But we're inviting them. Come and eat. Come and live with us. You can also eat the prasadam. You can also live in our building. You can also do what we're doing. We're inviting you all to come. You can also drive in one of our cars if you think that's perfection. Or Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta Saraswati Prabhupāda, for instance, one of his disciples, his name was Krishnadas. And Krishnadas was always chanting Hare Krishna. He wouldn't do anything else. And Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta Saraswati Prabhupāda's disciples kept on telling Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta Saraswati, this disciple of yours is useless. All he does is chant Hare Krishna. Why don't you tell him to do something? So Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta Saraswati Prabhupāda said, no, it's all right, he can chant. If you think what he's doing is so easy, just put an advertisement in the newspaper that anyone can move into our temple, and they can chant Hare Krishna all day long, and we'll give them food and shelter and shelter. They don't have to do anything else, but just chant Hare Krishna. And they put the advertisement in the newspaper, and no one came. Not so easy. There was another disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada who was living a very opulent life. But he was a good devotee. And all many of Śrīla Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada's disciples were complaining, oh, this devotee, he's living such an opulent life. Why don't you tell him to renounce? So Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta Saraswati Prabhupāda said, all right, see what happens. So he told him to give up everything and move into the forest. Give it all to your wife for now, whatever, your children. And you just live into the forest. So he's living in the forest, and a king came with his army. At that time, they were wealthy kings, and they came and saw this mendicant in the forest, and he became so attracted to him, he gave him immense amount of wealth. So people are envious. They think, oh, this person, you know, why does he have all this? And I should have it. He should give part of it to me. But they don't realize that this is Krishna's arrangement. They don't realize that people have what they have because Krishna's given it to them. And whatever situation you put them into, Krishna's going to give it back to them because they're supposed to get it. And therefore, one should not be envious of Krishna's devotees. Nor should one be envious of Krishna. One should not be envious of anyone. Then one becomes eligible to actually understand Krishna. Because we give up our envy, then we can appreciate. I mean, it's not we just become non-envious and we think, well, everyone is pretty useless and I don't care about them. You just do your thing and I do my thing. I'm envious because you're all useless. Nothing to be envious of. Now, actually, giving up envy means to be appreciative. You can't. The positive is the only way you can get rid of the negative. Zero is not something positive. You have to be appreciative and see everyone, everything, as a manifestation of Krishna. Then one becomes eligible to see Krishna also. If you love Krishna's devotees, then you can also love Krishna. Or as Prabhupada said, if you love me, then love my dog. If you meet a very wealthy person and you try to please them, there's nothing you can do to please them. They have everything. But if they have their son there and you give their son a little piece of candy and he becomes happy, then the very wealthy, powerful person becomes pleased because you please their son or daughter. So that way, if we want to please Krishna, we have to try to work as devotees, especially trying to please his devotees and try to help the innocent persons become Krishna conscious and not agitate the demons. They're already agitated. So we go on book distribution sometimes and people claim we're agitating them when we stop them, as if they were perfectly calm and peaceful before we stopped them. It's only when they saw us they became agitated. Otherwise they were in Vaikuntha. But we have to try to help find innocent people and try to help them. And then we can become amongst those who are Bahavagyana Tapasa Putamadbhavam Agata, who become eligible to obtain Krishna. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Comments?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
It's related to the lecture, but not completely. I'm always wondering, how come that children have so much energy, and then they grow up, and where does this energy disappear? Like, he's not walking, he's running, but I crawl.
What's that?
I'm crawling when I walk.
Well, Krishna says he's the ability of man. Children running around doing nothing, wasting their lives. Doesn't matter how fast they go, they're not going anywhere usually. Except if you're someone like Prahlad Maharaj. So where does it come from? Well, you're given a chance to, just like Krishna, he's 15 years old, or he goes up to 15, 16 years old, and he has a chance to enjoy eternally. So we need a little chance to enjoy also, being free from anxiety, having someone take care of us. Hopefully, you know, for a few years of our life before it hits us. We have to work the rest of our life like a dog or a hog. So Krishna gives a little break. But as Kali Yuga goes on, the time of the break gets shorter and shorter. And you're looking at children in the Western world in this particular. But most of the children in the world, I don't think, have such an opportunity. So I mean, they did a little pious activities in the last lifetime. Get a little energy to enjoy for a few years before they got to go to school. And get trained up to become part of the workforce.
Regarding envy, it's sometimes asked by devotees, Prabhu, how do I overcome my envy? Do I serve the person? Do I find good qualities in this person? You have given a nice explanation philosophically. And also, what would you say if somebody is asking such a question? How to overcome my envy to some specific person?
Well, if you give them some service, that helps. That's the best way of sincere service. And also some appreciation. Try to find something good, some appreciation, something that you can emulate. And listen to what they say. If you become, service begins with listening. Find out what they want. And then do something that they actually want. Krishna is the one who's, if you serve Krishna's devotees, then Krishna will take, then he purifies the heart. I mean, envy is a type of appreciation. So you just have to turn it around into service and appreciation. Yes.
Thank you for the lecture. Maharaj, please don't understand this to be a challenging question, but what exactly does it mean that we have to give up our gopis to attain Krishna?
Do you have any gopis?
I think our Guru Maharaj sent me to your lectures because of that reason, to give up, but I mean to give up that kind of attachment in material
world. Yeah, the material world is a reflection, and the highest reflection is Radha and Krishna. Radha and Krishna actually are their pastimes of one of unalloyed love, unlimited, condensed, unalloyed love. So it's quite astonishing, their activities. So we've come here because we want to see what it would be like if I was Radha and Krishna, you know, for a few billion lives of Brahma. Try it out for a little while, see if it...
It was painful.
What's that?
It was painful enough.
Oh, no, we still got a little ways to go. Maya doesn't give up so easily. Gop Kumara, he spent lifetimes going from one planet, from starting on this planet and becoming a king in different places, becoming the king of Jagannath Puri. He went to Indraloka, he went to Maraloka, he went to Tapaloka, he went to Siddhaloka, he went to Brahmaloka, he merged in Brahman. And then, well, he didn't merge. First he went through the coverings of the universe. And at the final covering, which is the most opulent place in the entire universe, finally, sex personified came to him and said, you know, we're really happy you're here. We've been waiting for you. Why don't you stay and, you know, have a good time for a while before you merge in Brahman? You know, we really want you to be here. So, with great endeavor, then Gop Kumara decided to leave the universe. So, the whole universe is based on that. Even you go up to the highest limits of the universe, or the highest realm of material consciousness, then still, you know, that's what's offered. You are Radha, or you are Krishna. Or as I said before, you are Tarzan, or you are Jane. You're Romeo or you're Juliet. You're Mickey Mouse or you're Minnie Mouse. Something like that has to be there. Otherwise, the material world wouldn't be here. There would be nothing to do. But it would be very exciting. No one's going to work all day long to do nothing, to get nothing from it. There has to be something.
Can I ask
one
question? Yeah. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there is Agnidra, I think, Maharaj, who was a little bit contaminated by some mode of passion from before. I don't know, he or his predecessors. I mean, this was his karma, obviously.
Yeah.
And he decided to perform austerities to get a wife so that they would continue with austerities together in order to attain Krishna. What was he doing what's that? I think Purvashchiti came from and she was...
Are you talking Pururava? Wasn't it Pururava?
I don't know, something like
that. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, but she come, there are vivid descriptions.
He wasn't trying to get Pururava. It was Urvashi was Pururava. What was his name?
Agnidra.
He was Vipachiti? Yeah. I don't know if he wanted to perform austerities with her.
That was said, I think, in the commentaries, but I haven't been looking at this part personally from lectures.
Anyhow, I guess if you're going to perform austerities, you might as well do it with an apsara. That's a real test. But why did... I don't know. I mean, usually it's...
It might be easier for him to perform austerities with an attractive wife than perform austerities alone. Is that possible? Or
I have no idea. I'm not so advanced. I don't need such a test. I haven't advanced that far. Okay, thank you very much. Grandraj Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai.